Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, is going to tell us how to be more open to Spirit's wisdom. Have you ever wondered what Spirit wants to tell you? Well, the Golden Oracle says Spirit is waiting for us to ask. Ask Ada Marie why some people have such close communication with Spirit and others don't. The Golden Oracle was taught from childhood to think of Spirit as friends and helpers. Did you ever wonder why some people only ask Spirit about work and romance? That's kind of like asking Einstein if he thinks it's going to rain. It takes practice to open your heart and soul and make room for new and wonderful ways for Spirit to work in your life. For many years, Ada Marie has taught her students how to get in touch with Spirit. Life can be so much more fulfilling when you learn subtle ways Spirit uses to get your attention. So if you'd like to know when Spirit is reaching out to you and what secrets Spirit has to give you, if you're wondering if those little quirky feelings you're having are just your imagination, here's your chance. Ask Ada Marie, and here she is. Ada Marie.
Hi. Yes, I know people ask those questions, and basically they're fearful, or the question would answer itself, because as you are quiet and silent, you very often will receive a message from Spirit and ignore it completely because it's not what you think you were doing. You think, well, why would I hear that? How does that pertain to me? What is that supposed to mean? Actually, if you were attentive to the thoughts that come through your head at times when you're trying to be silent, you might become very much aware that there is a spirit guide near you trying to help you or send you some positive steps to be able to cure yourself of whatever your problems are, whether they're sadness, whether they're health, whether they're business, whatever they are. You and every one of us have spirit guides and friends around us that are there to assist us if we just be silent. And being silent means that you have no thought in your head. You are just resting, clear, quiet, and totally preparing to open up an energy that will allow Spirit to speak to you. And sometimes, I'm sure, even without doing all that, you can be driving down the road and you can get a message to turn here and go that way. And you go, why am I doing that? But if you do it, you have probably missed an accident or something worse, a bad place in the road. Very often, you will get a feeling, a sending, an energy that moves you through a store faster than you want to go, or takes you to a check stand faster than you want to go. So if you are cognizant of the fact that you can receive these energies and be grateful for them, because there's a reason, there's always a reason why your own spirit guides help you and send you and nudge you or give you a thought to do something a little different than what you had planned to do. And that happens to everybody. It isn't just me or Mary or somebody. It's everybody gets those little nudges, men and women. Children get them. And so
men call them hunches a lot of times.
Yes. And it's a way of being able to be aware and still be in control of yourself. See, that's what a lot of people are afraid, that if they have a spirit that talks to them, the spirit will take over and control them. That does not happen. That does not happen except for people who are mentally not prepared to be able to take care of themselves. Now, very often a spirit will say to you, go to the market. And every once in a while I've heard that. I'm on my way to go somewhere and I will hear, go to the market. So I go to the market first and then I go about my business. And usually always I either meet somebody there or something at the market is on sale that I was looking to get for weeks, and there it was, ready to go. There's a person there that I haven't seen in a long time, and I'm delighted that I happen to be there at the same time. So there's many different reasons why you may be urged to go do something different. You aren't pushed. Mm-hmm. You aren't demanded. You just get a little push, a little urge to move and do that. And that's
well,
all
Ada
it is.
Marie?
Pardon?
Suppose a person is not clairaudient and they don't hear. Maybe they've got a feeling, or they just know something, or they get a flash or a tickle or a tingle or something.
That's right. All of those things are the same. All of those things are nudging them, helping them to make a difference. One lady who was in the store the other day, she was standing there and waiting to go. And when she got out to her car wouldn't start. And I was standing beside her, and I thought, you know, she has car trouble. Sure enough, when I walked outside, there she was standing by her car. And she said, I don't even have a cell phone. I don't know what to do. I said, here, use my cell phone and call your husband or call the service station down the street, and they'll come and help you. Well, she called her husband, and he came. So, you know, there she was. She needed a hand. Just a few minutes. Didn't take long. She borrowed my phone. Mm-hmm. She called him. I stayed there till he got there, and I came home. So there's many reasons that things are, you're given little things happen, and you can be of assistance by just being present. Not that you have to do anything, go anywhere, just being present, you can be able to be helpful to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. I mean, that's a very truth. And most people don't realize that very often, if they just was patient for a minute and they needed some assistance, that assistance would appear because their guides above them know that they need something and the right kind of a person would appear.
Mm-hmm.
Is there
some strange noises in your back in the background with you?
My phone?
Can you, you know, could you go to a little quieter place?
Well, I will, but I'm in a very quiet place. There's nothing here but me.
Okay, well, maybe we're hearing a powerful spirit message coming through and don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Let me walk into another room and see. Is that better out here?
Yes, it is.
I'm in the
Much
garage.
Much better. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was anything going on in there. So, that's
interesting. Yeah.
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 So when you help
with people getting used to communicating with spirit. I imagine your spirits tell you what is their best way to communicate with spirit. Is that right?
The biggest thing of communicating with a higher power, a spirit, or whatever you're communicating through, is to not be afraid. To not be afraid of the communication. Because very rarely does anybody from the other side ever come in with any intention to do harm. They are not allowed to in the first place, and in the second place, it would serve them no good purpose. So if you feel that you are being harassed by something other than your own thoughts and people, then I think what you should do is wash your hands and face with salt water and dry your hands and say the Lord's Prayer. And that whole negative energy will disappear from you totally and completely. And it's very simple. I mean, it's very simple to wash your hands and face with a little bit of salt in your hands and to say, dry your face and repeat in your head the Lord's Prayer out loud, however you want to repeat it. Just repeat it, okay?
And you'll find. Yes. And, and sometimes I've been told it's important to just affirm each time you go into deep meditation that you wish to be communicating only with the highest, most loving, caring spirits who are interested in helping us here on this planet.
Well, what I do is I encapsulate myself.
Do you ever help people in that?
Yeah. It does help people. When I want to go into the higher energies, I surround myself in a divine white light and the violet light of wisdom. And then I very silently say, whatever or whomever, whatever energies are there to assist me today, let them do the talking. Let them send the energy. Let them give me the things I need to know. And in any shape or form, a lot of times I'm asking because I'm trying to make a decision as to which direction to go. I have maybe more than one, and I'll ask for divine guidance to go to the right direction. And that's how I do it.
Yeah.
I just surround myself.
Sometimes I'll even say, please give me the answer, even if it's something I don't want to hear.
Don't worry. They'll give you the answer whether you want to hear it or not. I mean, they don't mince anything. The answer comes through. And if it says no, stop, do what they say. Just stop. No matter what it looks like to the others, you stop, because that's where you're supposed to stop, right there. And I do that all the time. I say, I'm sorry, I don't have an answer. And if people call, and you've called me too, and I don't have the answer, and I say, I do not have an answer. When people call me for a counseling and the answer does not come because I can't make it up, I have no way to do that, I say to them, I'm sorry, I'm not getting an answer. Maybe ask the question in a different way or from a different place, and we might get an answer. But right now, I'm not getting anything. And I say that very openly.
Well, maybe we have two or three people who are really have questions for you. Are you about ready to take questions today?
I can do that.
Good. Okay, hold on just a second. Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi. You have a question you'd like to ask Ada Marie?
Yes, I do.
Is this Sheila?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay. Tell her to speak a little louder. I could barely hear her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Is this better?
Oh, much better, Sheila, yes.
Yes.
Okay. My question is related to my job. I was wondering how long I'm going to be there, because I really want to move on.
Now, your question, start your question over, because you were talking too low and I couldn't hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wondering how long would I be at my present job.
Okay.
Because the coworkers are getting on my nerves.
It doesn't appear that you have anything waiting to go to at this moment. Mm-hmm. When you find a job to go to, you can leave immediately.
I was applying to different places, but I haven't heard any. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, if you've interviewed and you haven't got a response, then those interviews are not hiring. But if you interview and you get a second call, that's the person you will work with.
Now, I think what I'm getting is just keep working,
going.
Keep reaching out, and
right.
keep on believing in yourself. This is one of the things you need to do, I believe. How do you feel about that, Ada Marie?
I believe that she's a little timid and has taken something because she needed a job. Instead of sitting down and writing out the kind of job she wants, the distance she wants to drive to work, the kind of people she wants to work with, and the kind of income she wants. And if she does that and does it sincerely and be sure she gets it right, she can stick it under her pillow. And then when she goes to interview, she'll know right away if that's the kind of people she wants to be with. And if the things that she has written out for herself are being fulfilled. And I've told many, many people that, and many, many people over the years have said, you know, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here all these years. So they have found, by being very thorough with themselves and honest with themselves when they write it out, that kind of a job seems to appear to them. Eventually, not very long, they'll be finding something that fits their description. So try it, kids. It works.
Okay.
And the only thing I can add is that if you make up your mind to make everything, every place you go, a little bit better, you might be surprised what happens with your coworkers.
And you may stay for 20 years.
You never know.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay.
It's been known
let's see.
That
now
happened.
We have someone else who's waiting, who wants to have a question.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila.
Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Do you have a question?
Mary?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
You wanted to ask Ada Marie a question?
Yes, Ada Marie, I do have a question.
Okay.
I have a friend who has schizophrenia, and she's very spiritual. She goes to different Japanese temples. She doesn't so much meditate, but she goes to a lot of services and does a lot of their type of chanting. And she shared with me once, and I'm very open-minded, she told me that it's the spirits that are in another realm of life that are communicating with her, and that it's her karma that she is like that. But when you first talked to her, and, you know, being her friend for, like, 2 years, I didn't know. She just always was, like, on the shy side. She's not, like, outgoing. And then she finally shared with me what it was, you know, because she was always going to temples. If she's not going to one temple, she's going to another temple. And I started going with her to these different temples, and a couple of them I thought were, like, money hungry, you know, so I stopped going with her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, you know, if that's what helps her, you know, then do it, you know. But is that what would you say about that? Is that, like, does that make sense to you?
Well, yes, it's a person who is a person who has an agenda, and that's their agenda, and it probably wouldn't work for anybody else, you know.
The voices, are they like spirits from a different realm that are chit-chatting in her head?
What is this woman's name?
Her name is Jean.
I'm,
that's the name I was getting. Okay.
Yeah, me too. It doesn't sound very promising.
It almost seems like she doesn't have a filter. She doesn't know when to tune in and tune out. Does that make sense?
She doesn't know when to turn away people that are not good. Spirits that are not open to positive energy. That's the only way I know how to say it.
Okay. Oh, that's a good way of thinking. Yeah, that you have to filter the bad ones out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She does. Right.
All right, Rose.
And maybe you can tell her when these spirits come by, make sure that you only want to speak to the especially good spirits. You don't want to be friends with everybody, and sometimes there might be spirits that really should be talking to somebody else. So you just say, you know, I just want my special friend. I want to just talk to my very special spirit friends, and maybe that will help her.
You can really ask for spirits that are on a positive level.
Okay.
And that's what you can do, and then the others will be, they'll just disappear.
Okay, yeah. I'll suggest that to her. Thank you, ladies.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your question. Bye.
Okay.
Hello?
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 My name is Eduardo. How are you doing? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, hi. I wanted to, first, hello, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to get some guidance about income and job. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, and I want to see how things are going to pan out in the near future.
Now, your question is about getting a job?
No, about income. You know, I have my own business, and to start it, and so I want to see how.
Are you starting your own business?
Yes.
Okay. That's what it sounded like, but the way he said it, it was like he was working for somebody.
And what is your name again?
Eduardo.
Okay, Eduardo.
Thank you.
Now ask your question again.
Okay, so I wanted to get information and guidance about how my business is going to turn out, you know, in regards to income and clients and all that.
Well, it depends on how adequate you are at getting your material out fast enough for people. Are you taking orders for something?
Well, I'm doing consulting services.
Oh, okay. Okay, then you know that if you're accurate in your consulting, they will be referring you to everybody else. So you seem to be very genuinely sincere, so I would say that your business should build rather quickly in the field that you're working in.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I think sounds good.
Yeah. And I'm getting that you should not be shy to even ask with the people who don't need you right away, to ask if they know of anyone else whom you might be able to serve.
Okay. Sounds good. Awesome.
And putting it that way instead
when you're asked to be of service to someone, people always reply, and it's a wonderful way to start things. But to see if I can be of service to you, then I am grateful for your call, because you know that my service to you is going to be genuinely coming from my heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day, ladies.
Very good, yeah. Eduardo, yeah. And good luck with your your business.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
So, Ada Marie, is there something that that Spirit would like to tell our audience?
Well, you know, the very act of this particular kind of a show is to be guided by Spirit, and to be guided by the energy that the Spirit gives you to speak out to others, and to also be aware that what you are saying will be heard on a number of different levels. So although what I'm saying is there are many people, when they hear something, they transmute it to how they apply that level of consciousness. And so sometimes they don't apply it in the manner in which it's given, because they don't think in that manner. Everybody has their own right of thought and action. So it can happen that I can say, you know, if I were you, I would do this and that and the other thing, and then somebody hears it, and then they don't interpret it as this and that and the other thing. They interpret it that they have to go in and do it their way. So listen carefully from their inner standpoint at the answer you're given and see if it applies correctly to you. That's what's important, that the answers that you receive apply directly to you. Does that make sense, folks?
Well, one of the things that has been with me all of my life is I started out as a very young child as doing jigsaw puzzles. And I would say, you know, there was a strange piece that didn't look, it looked funny. And I would keep looking at that piece and turning it around until I found where it belonged. And I think often we give up too quickly. Spirit is sometimes they're a little subtle, or they will give an answer that doesn't quite seem to fit until something else happens.
Right.
And sometimes
you get it.
Mhm. And sometimes you kind of just put that back in the back of your mind and hold on to it, and maybe it's something that you need to say to someone else, or maybe it's something that will only fit when someone else comes into the picture. And you're given the information just a little bit ahead of time. Does that make sense to you?
It truly applies to most people.
Mm-hmm.
It truly does, yes.
So if we go out every day and expect to be guided and just know that someone's with us, it helps, don't you think?
Well, as long as you know you have a spiritual connection, you know that whatever happens is going to turn out to be okay, because it's true and correct by a spiritual standpoint. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can be standing in line at the market, and somebody comes up with one thing, and they look at the line, and you're like three or four people back, and here is this line of 10 or 12, and you can motion to them to come up and stand in front of you, because they just have this one thing. And amazingly enough, when I've seen this happen over and over, everybody will turn around and look, and they'll say, oh my, go ahead of me, go ahead of me, go ahead of me. And then they just get that thing and get out of there.
Okay. When the last few seconds I hear is be open to give and be open to receive as much as possible, as often as possible.
Correct. That's absolutely right. And to give with an open heart means you also have to be a good receiver. And to be a good receiver, you have to have an open heart. So there you go. It's giving and receiving has to come through the heart. It doesn't come from da-da-da-da. It comes through the heart, and everybody understands it because everybody has a heart. That's the way
Wonderful.
It is. Yeah.
And as usually, we end our shows with love and light.
Light. And so it is.
And see you next week. I do hope you call in again.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for calling, and have a wonderful, wonderful week, okay? Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.